Welcome to Project Stellar.
By tonight, I'll have a new laptop, so this new video journal will be the first thing to go on it. If I could go back and change anything, I might change the way I learned about it. Yeah, I'd change the way I learned about it, and the things I saw, and the things I had to do. Because every time I learned and saw and did something, it felt like my world was breaking. But I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? And I'm probably just being overdramatic. It happened about 4 weeks ago in March. It was Friday. A big Friday for me, but not in the way I thought. Alright, I am not happy, okay? You know what I just learned? They gave Dr. Savonisi that telekinetic that came in last week. Because she asked for one. A telekinetic? Really? Her stupid projects doesn't even involve superhumans. She works with normies, for Pete's sake. That arrogant little grunt just has to ask and the board will give her whatever she wants. She shouldn't even be allowed access to a file room. I shouldn't let it get to me. Apparently, she's getting a new assignment. Probably nothing special. Project Nocturnal or something? Speaking of projects, good news. I'm getting a new addition to mine. I haven't met him yet, but I will next week when he's brought in. I hear that this superhuman is further along in his training. He can levitate up to 5 feet now, and he started out at 5 inches. He's made great progress over at Iris's Alaskan facility. This is great. I've been begging for a fresh subject for months. Oh, speaking of Alaska, today's the day. I'm giving a tour to the head of Iris's Alaskan branch, Dr. Firth. Suck it, Savonisi. Firth works with Xenos over there. I think she's on their X-Step board too, so Dr. Chang is coming along for the tour because that's his area of expertise. I have no idea why he asked me to assist him. We get along well, and sometimes eat lunch in the caf together, but we're not particularly close. Whatever, I'm not complaining. Anyway, I've done all my research on the departments we'll be visiting today, and I think that...
Paging Dr. Douchefield.
I'll pick this up later.
Haven't you ever heard of knocking, Deanna?
I did. You just have stone ears.
I was busy.
Uh-huh. With your... video journal. So busy. God, your office is a mess. Do you know what time it is?
Not at the moment.
Almost 10.
What's your point?
When's your tour?
10:30.
Then why is the head of Iris Alaska in the lobby with Dr. Chang?
What? No, that can't be right. She's early. Oh, Chang is going to have my head on a platter. Oh, wait, where are my keys? Okay, and my notes. Got those. And my keycard. Keycard? Oh, where is it? Crap!
Calm down, man. It's not like they're bored. They've been talking to Dr. Savonisi for at least 20 minutes.
No! Keycard, keycard, keycard!
Good morning to you two.
As I said before, I think this project is going to prove very promising.
With enthusiasm like that, I would expect it to be. She knows what she's talking about, and that's why I'm reassured.
Yes, bright girl, that one is. Been here about 2 years or so now, I think. She's only had a couple of projects since then, but her results are fantastic.
Hey,
I'd expect nothing
Maddie.
Less.
Morning, Wally. Why are we whispering?
Yes.
Savonisi. Where is she?
Don't worry, hon. She just left.
Oh, hallelujah. You're the best, Mads.
I know, Wally.
Ah, there's Wally now.
Hi. I am so sorry to have kept you waiting. I wasn't aware that you were going to be here so soon.
It's all right, Wally. Paloma got here early, of her own choice.
I have a horrid sense of direction, so I left the hotel early to ensure that I arrived on time. Dr. Paloma Firth, at your service.
Nice to meet you, ma'am. I'm Dr. Wallace Dangerfield, but you can call me Wally.
Dangerfield. What an interesting name.
That's one word for it. Anyway, I am so glad you're here. Welcome to Iris, Montana. I hope your drive through the back roads of Beaverhead State Park weren't too confusing. It's very out of the way, but there's little chance of stray hikers or campers wandering onto the premises. Our facility has upgraded and expanded since last year, and I think you'll find remarkable improvements in our facility's
Wally,
security.
Wally, Dr. Firth has already been informed.
Oh, right, right. I have today's schedule right here. Actually, I think it's in my office. I'm sorry. When I heard you were here, I rushed out.
Not a problem. Why don't you run and grab that schedule? And we can start our tour early. I like catching people unprepared. It lets me see what they're really made of.
Okay. I think we'll start in botany, and then go to the chemistry department.
Actually, I was hoping we might go to your wing after botany, Wally. Wally here works with Supras, as I may have mentioned before.
Yes, you did. Any projects you're working on, Wally?
Yes. My current one, Project Root, is going beautifully. It's been a couple of years in the making. You know, we might be able to see some of my subjects after botany. I've come a long way with this one young man I've been working with, and he's been doing really, really well.
Wally.
Right. We're going off schedule, so I don't think I need the list. Why don't we head down to botany now, and then head to the training arenas afterwards?
Sounds like a plan.
I really was excited to show off my pride and joy. The purpose of my project is to help superhumans control and expand their unusual abilities. I regularly had them spar against one another as part of their training, and that day, two of my best subjects were scheduled for a match. Adira Khan, or Subject 344, and my personal favorite, which is unfair, I know, Vernon Wu, Subject 325.
Come on, 325, move your ass! Remember what we worked on! You can feel the connection to the roots in your veins. Pull them out! Pull!
I'm trying!
On your feet, kid. Do not let 344 get the best of you. Magnificent root work, kid. I love the sea craft. Very good. Dr. Firth! Dr. Chang! If you'd like to join me down in the arena, I can give you a close-up of my two subjects and show you their progressive reports.
Oh, shit, asshole. Too tight.
Oh, is it?
Yes, three.
I'm so sorry. And here I thought we were close to being friends. You nearly took my head off, you crazy electrical socket.
You're losing your edge, you fugly weed. Though, I think a couple volts of electricity might fire up those dying neurons inside your head. Ow! Doc! Doc, make him let go!
In a minute, 344.
Yeah, in a minute, 344.
Don't call me that, Vern.
Then don't call me Vern.
Fine.
We'll check out the other two arenas when we're finished here. All right. These two subjects are 325 and 344. A few years ago, 325 could barely cause a dandelion to take root, and 344 could only charge a light bulb. Now, as you just saw, 325 uses his agrokinesis to induce abnormal growth in any plant life within a 25-foot radius, as well as manipulate it to his will. And 344, with her fulgur kinesis, can generate bolts of electricity with a voltage equal to a standard taser. We're still looking to expand 325's radius, and we're trying to increase 344's charge. Unfortunately, I'd say they were very sloppy today, but that's probably because they had an audience.
Their files look impressive. Great progress. I'd love to see how they were in their earlier years.
All training sessions are recorded. I'd be happy to send you some footage at the end of the tour.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. May I?
Go ahead.
325. Wally here says you can usually pull plant life from a 25-foot radius, yet by my estimations, I'd say you only pulled from 15 feet at the most. What happened?
I don't know. I was tired?
Or you weren't pushing yourself far enough. That's the whole point of these exercises, to push yourself. Your file says you usually have an 80% success rate in your sparring matches this year. Dr. Chang says you're a vicious fighter.
Oh.
Are you?
Ma'am?
Vicious.
Yes, ma'am.
All the time?
Most of the time?
Most?
Yes, ma'am.
Ah. Then, finish your opponent.
What?
I'd like to see a demonstration of your so-called viciousness. Finish your opponent.
Wait, Dr. Firth, that's not really the point of these exercises.
Quiet, Wally.
You're too gentle with your manipulation of the plant life, 325. This tree you've encased 344 in is solid, yes, but also loose. She can still find a way out. You should squeeze until you are sure she's immobilized. And if you happen to break a few bones or stop her breath, at least you'll know she won't be causing any trouble.
But she...
Do it.
But I don't...
Now.
Dr. Firth, this is completely unnecessary. And I really think that...
Dr. Firth knows what she's doing.
Can't. Please, Dr. D, don't make me do that. Don't let her make
enough. 344. How accurate would you say your aim is?
It's all right.
Let me rephrase the question. How often do you hit the target?
I don't know. Most of the time, maybe 8 out of 10.
Is that so?
Yeah.
And if I asked you to hit me from your immobilized position right now, could you do it?
He's on a cracker!
Maybe you shouldn't use yourself as a target?
The shot went too wide. Tighten it up.
Huh?
I sincerely hope the next 8 rounds hit me, because that was 2 misses out of 10. Not good enough.
It hurts.
Push through the pain. How disappointing.
Wally, I thought you were training these kids.
What? I am. But the point of Project Root is for them to recognize the full extent of their latent abilities, not to
be soldiers.
Yes.
We were under the impression that you were training them.
No, Dr. Chang, it's quite all right. They're his pet project. Let him do as he pleases. After all, they're not a part of Project Nocturne.
Nocturne. Oh, wait, isn't that Savonis' project?
Regardless, the main point of this visit was to see if Project Nocturne would even be possible in a smaller facility like ours. If our facilities or staff are incompetent...
They are not incompetent. I still believe that Nocturne can succeed, even though we are in pre-production stages. Let's move on. I'd like to check out these other arenas.
Wally, catch up when you've gotten those two squared away.
Yes, sir. 325, you can let her go now.
You bitch!
344, no!
I had done all my research on Dr. Firth before the tour so I could be prepared for her when she came. At least I thought I did. Apparently, her bio in the Iris database neglected to mention that she was a superhuman. That, or the info was on a need-to-know basis. When 344 took the shot, Dr. Firth stopped it somehow, just by waving her hand. I could see the charge hovering in the air, crackling murkily within some invisible field. Waiting.
What? What is that? What are you doing?
Well, you seem so eager to prove your strength that I thought I'd demonstrate my abilities. Invisible shielding, absorption, and... ricochet.
Adira! Adira, hey, are you okay? Adira, wake up. Come on, Dr. D, help me!
She's got good spirit, Wally, but I highly suggest you modify their training regimen. And do so with your other subjects as well. In this day and age, with what we know, It doesn't do them any good to be as soft as they are now. Or as rebellious.
Dr. Dangerfield, the next time I see these two, they'd better be under control.
Will she be okay?
Her breathing's shallow, but I think she'll be fine.
You're sure? We've never been that rough.
Normally, I'd say yes with confidence. However, I think she managed to amp up her natural voltage in that last shot. I'll have to check the monitors, but it might have been her personal best. Come on, let's get her to the infirmary. Here, give me a hand.
Okay.
I checked the monitors as soon as I got her squared away, and I was right. Adira's power had increased with that last blast, so she was hit with nearly its full force when Dr. Firth ricocheted it. So, Adira could have died. I was angry and shaken by what happened. Anyone would be. Only, I was upset for all the wrong reasons at the time. When lunch came around, we went our separate ways, and I retreated to the caf to think.
What happened in the training arenas was something I don't want to repeat. She had no right to come in there and disrupt the progress of my work by asking that of 325. It's not... Anyway, we went to tech, where they went over some new alien firearms that were shipped in from Arizona. Then we went down to the chem department, where Dr. Moore proceeded to... Where Dr. Moore proceeded to spill some substance all over the front of my pants, thus forcing me to wear scrubs for the rest of that portion of the tour before we broke for lunch.
Hey, I did you a favor. You were not rocking the plane today. Not with that shirt.
That stuff crystallized over my crotch, Dr. Moore, and that was highly uncomfortable.
They asked for a demonstration, Dr. Dangerfield. I was doing my job.
Deanna, for the love of polynomials, I'm wearing scrubs! I have no pockets. I'm going to lose my keys again if they stay dangling at my waist like this, and it'll all be your fault.
Oh, quit whining. How's the tour going?
Eh.
And Miss Alaska?
Her name's Dr. Paloma Firth. She is amazing. Her research involves alien biology, and the discoveries she's made are incredible. The compatibility between human systems and the systems of aliens they've managed to examine so far are so subtle that no one would have noticed them without the amount of time she's put into it. And, from her position as head of the Alaskan branch, when she gave the comparative differences between our facility and hers, Deanna, she organized their renovations herself. I saw the blueprints. They're space efficient and hardly cost a thing, not to mention...
Jan, what happened in the arenas?
Word gets around fast.
You know we all have nothing better to do than gossip about each other's projects. Spill it.
Dr. Firth wanted one of my subjects to kill his sparring partner.
What?
I mean, the woman's brilliant, I admit it, but who does she think she is? She'd have set back my project by years. I know 325 and 344 aren't on good terms, but the point of Project Root is to demonstrate how important a group dynamic is in bringing out the best in Supras. She nearly killed 344.
And?
And? Do you know how long it took me to get that kid to trust me? How long I worked with her? How many times I got shocked?
That's why you're upset? Because they're just test subjects?
Not just any test subjects. They're my test subjects. My project. She, of all people, should know not to mess with another's research. I hate Savonacy, but you don't see me trying to sabotage her projects and make her all...
What the hell is wrong with you? You're acting like Firth personally offended you by telling them to kill each other only because they're part of your project. Do you even know these kids' names?
It's in their files.
Oh my god. If you're going to be upset that she nearly killed a kid.
Well, I am, but she shouldn't
don't
have-
Don't do the sanctimonious bullshit with me. You don't give a damn about them.
Okay. I'm sorry. Calm down. Did you really come here to talk morals with me?
Nope. Came here to eat. Delicious. So, where are they anyway?
Ugh, having lunch in Savonacy's office. Do you know they were comparing my project to the one she's been assigned?
Project Nocturne?
Yeah, she hasn't even gotten her test subjects in for that yet, though she apparently got a telekinetic for her other one, which is completely unfair.
Maybe she's not getting subjects. No one actually knows what Nocturne's about. She and her team are keeping things very hush-hush, though they seem to have no problem advertising that they're involved in something new.
No, she's definitely getting subjects. With the way Dr. Chang and Dr. Firth were going on about it, it should be happening soon. They're in the pre-production stages.
Huh. Surprised she hasn't been bragging more, the little shit. Don't dwell on it. It'll give you indigestion. So, where are you guys headed to after lunch?
Well, this one is actually on schedule. We're checking out Ward C.
Really?
Yeah? Why? What's down there?
You don't know?
All of my subjects live in Ward B. I have no business in C. I thought they just keep troublemaking supers down there.
Sure, a few. Wally, that's where the aliens are kept.
No, aliens are in Ward A. They get top priority because as the international representatives
of interstellar systems, the forefront of our research goes towards understanding beings from the stars. I know. I'm not saying all the aliens are there, only some. Ward C is on your schedule, right? Didn't you research it for the tour? What are its features?
All I found were facts on how heavy-duty it is.
Well, why do you think we'd put certain aliens in a heavy-duty ward?
Because they're violent?
Congratulations! You might be smarter than a fifth grader.
Hey!
You researched it structurally, not realistically. There's a reason Ward C guards are buff and gruff. Their security system is more complex than the other wards, even though there are less occupants.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it safe?
Ugh,
Deanna!
I'm joking. Mostly. It's filled with hostile aliens. Of course it's not safe. Look, just be careful.
Wonderful. That's great advice.
You want great advice? Try not to stand too close to the cells.
Deanna's words didn't comfort me at all, obviously. But I was a little excited after hearing that. I'd never seen the aliens up close, not really. Sometimes I'd get a glimpse of them being walked through the lower passageways for testing, but now I'd get a real look.
Welcome to Ward C. I researched it for the purpose of the tour, but I've never actually been here.
That's all right.
Lead on, Dr. Dangerfield.
Okay. We have expanded our security measures, as you can see. We now have 2 security checkpoints, as well as an upgraded camera system from Zytec Inc. Reinforced tungsten alloy make up the cell frames and a good portion of the ward structure. The doors and windows are made up of something we call Thunderer Sheets, developed by some kid in Denmark. He said it could withstand the force of Thor's hammer. Any Marvel fans? Through the doors we're passing on your right is an area reserved for staff only. Break rooms, offices, you get the idea. And up here is the second security checkpoint, like I said. Afternoon, Sullivan.
Wally, surprised to see you down here. Nature of your visit?
Giving a tour. This is Dr. Firth. She's visiting from our Alaskan branch.
Dr. Firth, afternoon, Dr. Chang.
Afternoon, Sullivan. How's the wife?
Raising hell at the office. Closing the deal on another house today, I think. IDs, please. You already know the drill, Dr. Chang. As for you two, I'm going to have to ask that you all keep clear of the cages. Don't get close unless you have someone watching your back. Even then, I wouldn't advise it.
Got it. Huh. It's quieter than I thought it'd be. Maybe all the aliens are being held further towards the back?
No, they're here. Move forward so you can actually see inside the cells.
Oh my gosh, they're beautiful. Wait, blue, effervescent skin, distinct squirrel markings, that's a Gyodril! And that one, bright feathers, winged appendages, raptor talonesque hands and feet, there's a Fletchley. And that's, the mantis-like body, a Pterixium? When did we even get one of those?
Calm down.
Sorry, sir.
I forget that you spend all your time with superhumans.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm out of my depth here. I don't think I can give you information on these beings. I didn't even know we were holding them in Ward C until today. I mean, I've read the quick facts that are available in the database's Xeno catalog, but I've
That's quite all right, Wally. I was actually planning on showing forth around personally. We have some, things to discuss. Ah, right over here, this is the candidate I was talking to you about earlier.
First time in Ward C, and I am blown away. All these aliens. They're all ignoring me. Guess they're camera shy.
This is the one we
Living accommodations are very sparse. Bed, system. Toilet, a shelf for personal items, like writing desk, and a chair.
What did you do?
This place is a little like prison. Or it resembles one at least. Kind of disappointing.
I'll say.
However, the redeeming quality is that the sizes of each cell vary depending on the alien, and a few have effects that suit the individual's needs. The bird-like Fletchley's room has a bar for it to hang upside down in. Apollonda's room is the size of a stable to accommodate its large equine-like body.
Wally, we're moving on. If you'd like to take a look around, now's your chance, since this is probably the only time you'll have a reason to visit Ward C.
Thanks, Dr. Chang.
We'll be back in a bit. This way, Dr. Firth.
Now, what does Savanasi have in mind for the recovery program? I'm aware that your medical facilities are smaller than ours.
Yes, our equipment is lacking, but I was thinking that you...
Yes, I'll see to it that you have all the funding you need. The board will back you.
Then our subjects will be in good hands.
Good hands that'll bleed us dry.
What?
Never seen a Wallaberg before?
Not up close. Hold on. What we have here is a Wallaberg, commonly known for the way their skin is rich with minerals which, in reaction to the alien's electrical synapses, attract soil, thus allowing them to literally move Earth without actually touching it. Classified as a digitigrade in terms of its leg structure, two toes on each foot, inner larger than outer, meant for digging. Note the tail, which sports bone nodules that gradually grow more pronounced towards the tip. These bumps aid in the breakdown of thick clumps of soil when the Wallaberg swings.
You almost done? Because describing me in a scientific manner is such a turn-on.
Sorry.
They let you record in here?
No, not exactly. I keep a video journal.
And you get away with having their secrets on film without authorization?
They don't... No, exactly. I mean, some people see me, but they don't say anything. And if they ask, I tell them that I'm only... Why am I telling you this?
I bet they let you get away with it, because you're a fun guy.
What?
Your colleagues. They let you get away with it because they like you.
Oh, well, hopefully.
Most likely.
You shouldn't be talking to him.
He's the nicest one yet, Cobb. I'll take what I can get.
He's Iris, Felwoon. They're not nice, no matter what they... If you point that camera at me, I will punch through this glass and cram it down your throat!
Sorry. You. Cobb, was it? You're a Dakin, right?
What gave it away?
Tough maroon skin, four digits on each hand, yet only three on each foot... Horns protruding from the skull, flat nose, high body mass. Oh, that was sarcasm.
Give the guy a prize.
Never thought aliens were this snarky.
Are you still talking?
Sorry. I don't mean to intrude, and I don't know much about Dakins or aliens for that matter, but you don't look so good. Are you all right? Have you been getting enough sleep?
That's none of your business.
Sleep isn't the problem. It's all those damn tests they're putting him through.
It's not your place to-
Like hell it isn't! If someone's going to ask and listen, then I'll damn well complain until something is done about it. I thought you, of all people, would appreciate a friendly ear.
Oh, you better shut her up. That lady doctor was just here and was one of the ones who'll be involved in that project.
Shit. Thanks, Goger. Got it. Look, Felwoon. I've learned that there's no point in hoping for any
hey,
of them.
Hey, wait. I could put in a good word to have your tests altered, if that's what's making you sick. I'm an administrator, so I have some influence there.
This isn't your problem, so piss off!
Cobb!
No, this conversation is over. He's going to get us in trouble.
Hey, shut up! I hear them coming back. Cobb, Bellwoon, turn away from that lab coat now. I'm warning you.
He's probably part of the new project.
What new project? I'm not part of that.
Boy, we're down here. We're heading to the medical wing to order some equipment.
I don't think this will be a problem at all. We can get pre-testing as soon as everything comes in.
Finding candidates shouldn't be too difficult.
Hey, you. You really want to help me out?
Sure. I don't see why not.
Have it your way.
Wait, Cobb, don't!
Hey, here we go!
Security!
Let him
go!
Security!
Wally,
hold
on!
Security!
Ow, ow, ouch! Ow! Can you be any rougher?
If you held still, this would be over in a second. Turn your head.
This is completely uncalled for. Ow!
I'd like to congratulate you on being one of the most foolish employees to ever enter Ward C.
Hey, everyone kept telling me it was the most secure ward we had, and that the glass couldn't be broken. Thor proof my ass.
Dacons are known for their sudden bursts of strength. They are a warring species. Very violent.
Well, for someone so violent, he let me go quickly.
Because he didn't want to get shot.
The only injuries I got were from the glass. Ow! Will you quit that?
Hold still, please.
Okay.
Just because he let you go doesn't mean anything. You work with supers, Wally. And for all their wonderful talents, they are still human. But Dr. Chang and I, we study these aliens. We know them and their cultures, inside and out. And they are still unpredictable.
So, just because he let me go easily this time, doesn't mean that he meant me no harm?
Yes.
All done.
Thank you.
Of course.
Gave you a scare, huh?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I believe. I've been in your shoes before, with an Apalunda. Thing nearly crushed my skull beneath one of its 8 hooves.
And I got laid out flat when I touched a hostile Galadriel's skin with my bare hands. Paralyzing neurotoxins are not fun.
Wow.
We all have our battle stories. I'll buy you a smoothie at lunch on Monday, okay?
It's all right. There's no need.
I insist. I am responsible for you. I didn't mean to put you in this position.
It's okay, really. I was the one who said yes to being tour guide.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be you.
Oh, I see. Ouch. I get that I might not seem as busy as everyone else, but...
No, I phrased that wrong. I'm sorry. The one who was supposed to assist me with the tour couldn't do it, so she recommended the job to you.
I think Wally will be all right. Won't you, Wally?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Please, keep going without me. I'll be fine. I'm just a little bruised is all. I think I'll finish up some work. Maybe see how 325 and 344 are doing.
It was nice meeting you, Dr. Dangerfield. I hope to see you around in the near future.
Likewise, Dr. Firth.
Thanks, Wally. I'll make sure Sylvanasi sends you a fruit basket.
Sylvanasi?
Yes, this may be her project we're prepping for, but she's still a busy woman. She recommended the tour guide position to you, though. Said you'd be well prepared, and you were.
Oh.
Maybe I'll have her send you chocolate.
Fruit basket's fine. Thanks. Damn it!
It had been a long and, quite frankly, disappointing day so far. So I went back to my office to do what anyone would do. Sulk.
Come in.
Whoa. You look worse than I heard.
What did you hear?
That you had a little scare in Ward C. I thought you only had a few scrapes, but you look like you're going to be sick.
I am.
Why? What's wrong? You should probably go home.
No, I just... I feel so used.
What?
Sylvanasi. She told Chang to ask me to play tour guide. Who does she think she is? She's too good to show Dr. Firth around, is that it? How does she do it? It's nepotism, it's gotta be. She has to be related to someone on the project board. That's why she gets so many freebies.
Maybe she's just that good.
Are you my friend or aren't you?
Sorry. That bitch. Better?
No.
How about you come with me to my lab and taste this new concoction I've been working on?
Like hell I'm letting anything you made come near my mouth.
Boo. You're no fun. We could force feed it to my assistant, Nobunaga.
Nobunaga. When I feel down, his pain lifts my spirits. Let me grab some stuff so I can at least get a little work done.
Are we kind of sadistic?
Just a little. Okay. Wait, where's my key card?
Did you lose it again?
No. Yes. Damn it! It probably came unclipped when that brute attacked me. Security's probably obliterated it by now.
Brilliant move, genius.
Hey, this wouldn't have happened if you hadn't spilled that stuff on my pants.
You just need to start bringing spare clothes to work.
Whatever.
What are those? Oh my god, are those all key cards? Wally, you shouldn't have those.
Why? I'm always losing them, and you know that if anyone finds a lost key card, they get shredded. Stupid protocol. Why don't you just return it to its owner? How hard is that, huh?
So you had a bunch of copies made. Does security know?
Obviously not.
Wow. I'm friends with a criminal.
Not even. And don't think I don't know about that little experiment you have going on at your house.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Right. I know about the materials you snuck out in November, never to be seen again. You keep my secrets, I'll keep yours. Besides, I have a legitimate reason. I always lose things.
Who am I kidding? We're not the only ones doing stupid things anyway, I bet. You still look disappointed.
I am. I might punch Savonasi in the face if I see her.
Come on, I'll cheer you up. You'll have so much fun down in Chem that you'll forget all about your work.
Well, it's nearly 2 a.m., and I only just finished my paperwork. I'm dead on my feet. Deanna wasn't kidding when she said I'd forget about my work. I feel a lot better, though. Doesn't mean I don't want to kill Savonasi, but I'll resist for another day. I finished compiling the data from today's sparring match. That was 344's personal best, so now I'll have to think up new exercises for her to stretch herself. She seems to respond to hostility well. Maybe I'll pair her up with 325 more often, seeing how they're at each other's throats all the time. I have appointments set up with both of them on Monday. This will make up for the appointments that were canceled today due to the tour. I'm gonna head home.
Sullivan, here on lobby duty. Finally kicked you out of Ward C, did they?
Funny, Dangerfield. We finally rotated shifts for the night.
Just messing with you.
You alright?
Everyone keeps asking me that. Yes, I'm fine. Just had a bit of a scare. Could you thank Shimp for pulling me out of there so fast?
Sure thing. He's usually our first responder.
What's going on?
I don't know, but something's wrong. There's a code red alarm, but nothing's locking down. What the hell is happening? Somebody talk to me.
We have two alien escapees from Ward C. I repeat, two alien escapees from Ward C. A Dakin and a Wallenberg, numbers 801 and 776.
Why aren't lockdown protocols being enforced?
They've been stalled. Someone hacked the original settings. We're working to get them back up right now, but wouldn't make a difference. Security just discovered the empty cells. Those two have been gone for a couple hours by now.
How did they get out? The security measures for Ward C...
They swiped the key card.
What? How? When?
My god. Hey.
What
hey.
Are you...
Whose card did they use?
Hey!
No, wait. Who did the card belong to?
Computer reports it belonged to an employee named Dr. Wallace Dangerfield.
You are now leaving Project Stellar. Today's episode was written and directed by Leah Casey, featuring the voices of Michael Yee as Wally, Willow Fangs as Deanna, Fairfield Fencer as Chang, Phoenix Emerys as Firth, Gusto Elfie as 325, Rochelle Pasqua as 344, Trevor Techie as Sullivan, Melissa Sternenberg as Felwoon, Patrick J. Delva as Cobb, with additional voices provided by Chesre Husin, Chris Rosebrough, Andrew Naftali Perez, and Julia Steincross. Thank you for listening.